Book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9. Very familiar scriptures here. Brother Jim sent me a message last night, and I was working and asked me to preach, and don't ever want to turn down the opportunity to preach the Word of God, and just begin to pray. The Lord's been dealing with me for something for about 2 weeks now. Been kind of looking at it and praying about it, and meditating on it, and tried to get it together this afternoon, and just running out of time, trying to work on it a little bit last night while I was at work, when got quiet and trying to get it all together. But if the Lord will help me, I don't want to preach what He laid upon my heart. Don't you appreciate Brother Jim and the burden he's had, and the preaching we've heard lately. I tell you, I've been bragging on him, telling people about how great he's been preaching, and feed my soul. Like Mama said a while ago, I'm trying to apply it to my life. I don't want to just listen to it, feed off of it, and say, well, we heard some good preaching, great preaching. I'm trying to apply it to my life. And I just appreciate the Lord. Went yesterday down to the campground and met with the minister's committee, trying to get my license with the Calvary now. And I had a great time there. I was scared to death and didn't know what to expect. And different ones told me this and that and everything. But got in there and I heard Brother Archie and different ones and Brother Mark Jordan and them and Brother Herschel Smith and just ones that have been preaching for years and years and years just gave us advice after advice and after advice. I got out of there, told Brother Nathan Padgett and Brother Nathan and Brother Brian Fowler all went in together and met with them, and we come out and I told Brother Nathan, I said, I could have sat in there all day and listened to them old men of God tell me about stories that they faced and went through and how the Lord helped them. And if I know the Lord can keep them that long and help them to be in the ministry that long, He can help me. And I want to do His will. And as they gave us advice, I mean, the hunger to preach just got even stronger. And I've been praying, Lord, give me a greater hunger to preach, a greater desire to study Your Word and reach out, and a greater desire to reach the lost and talk to the lost and tell them about You. And just as I sat there yesterday, my desire began to burn stronger and stronger. And I just appreciate it and appreciate the Lord. But chapter 6, verse 9 says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I know that is the Lord's Prayer there, that we all know it, and I ain't very good at memorizing things, but I do can quote a lot of it. Heard it all my life, have prayed it, and some people say they pray it every night before going to bed. But I want to go on to verse 14 here also. It says, for if we give men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The book of Luke, you don't have to turn there, but the book of Luke chapter 2 starts this same story, but Luke records it just a tad different. So when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, the kingdom come. Thy will be done as in earth, so in heaven, so in earth. Give us a day by our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I know this is going to be a lot of reading tonight, and I've tried to cut it as short as I can, and try to get it just as few scriptures as I can. But I feel like I need to tie these in together if the Lord will help me. But Mark chapter 11, verse 25 said, and you stand praying, forgive if you ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Colossians 3:13 said, forbearing for one another, forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And I know that as I started out, I begin to read these, the Lord's Prayer, and there is two scriptures in Matthew, or one scripture in Matthew, one in Luke. As I said, Matthew and Luke begins to record this two different separate ways. We see in Matthew 6:12 said, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then we see in Luke chapter 11 verse 4, and it said, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And that's in the Lord's Prayer. But as I read a while ago, I wanted to go on down to Matthew chapter 6:14. Bear here with me just a few minutes. I know it's a lot of reading, but just feel like I said, we got to tie it together. And forgive you men their trespasses, their heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And as I read in the scripture, and just want to just bring these scriptures out, as I read in Mark chapter 25, again, did you stand and pray and forgive that he ought against you, that your Father also which in heaven forgive your trespasses? If we see in these scriptures that it says over and over that if we do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven not forgive your trespasses. He won't forgive us if we can't forgive. I begin to read in these chapters and in this, in the Lord's Prayer, and begin to see that, and forgive us as he was teaching them to pray here, and he said, forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And I thought about that, and then as I read verse 4 in chapter 11, and said, forgive us of our sins, we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. That it's basically saying that we ought to forgive our debtors as, we could take into context and say that we should give our debtors as he forgave us. We ask for forgiveness, but we also should forgive. If the Lord had helped me here, and as I was reading these scriptures, the Lord began to deal with my heart. I told Brother Jim on a message today when I made sure he didn't ever message me back last night, but making sure I was preaching tonight. And I told him, I said, this morning you was touching on my message. I thought as he began to preach that he was going to preach it. But if the Lord had helped me just a few minutes, I want to preach on what if the Lord forgives us like we forgive others. What if the Lord forgave us like we forgive others? We know that forgiveness is the act of forgiving or the state of being forgiven. Willingness to forgive. I like this the most of all when I was looking up the definition of forgiveness. It says the act of accusing a mistake or offense. It don't matter what we've done. Don't matter what, there's only, I record in the Bible, or the Bible records, and if I've read it right, there's only one thing that we cannot get forgiveness over. And the Lord is able to forgive. And I just thought about it as I was studying this message about how great he is and how he's forgave me of all the things in my life and all the things that I've done. And as I was writing up and talking to different preachers, and I was writing up my report, different ones said it'd be good to just go ahead and give a little background in your comment section of the minister's report, being it first time going up to get your minister's license. And I began to tell about how that I felt like I was called to preach it around 12 years old. And I've said it here before, but I run from the Lord so many years, and I've done so many things that I'm not proud of. I don't boast about that. I wish that if there was a lot of things that I can go back and I can change, and that I would. But I'm glad that when I turned 19 years
years old. Then in that year that I walked under the pastoring of my father, and I can't remember, I was under conviction so great that night. I think if I can remember right, my daddy did walk back there to me. I said, "Son, do you want to pray?" And tears pouring down my eyes. I said, "Yes, sir." But the different ones, I thought he might have been preaching that night, but different ones has told me that Brother Lester Johnson was the one preaching that night. So if that's the truth, I'm sorry, I can't remember. I was just too under conviction and just I don't even remember. My head wasn't clear that night, but there's one thing that I do remember. That's when I knelt down in an old-fashioned altar. And I went down to that first pew on the right side, a fellowship hall of this church in Soperton, Georgia, and I began to pour my heart out to him. I began to tell him how I was sorry. I began to tell him that I was sorry of the sins of my life. I began to tell him that I've done things that I did not want to do. But that sin took me further than I ever thought I would go. But I said, "Lord, I'm sorry of it, Lord. Forgive me of it." And I'm glad that that night that he didn't look at me and say, "Well, I guess I forgive you. Or I forgive you, but I won't forget it." But I'm glad at an old-fashioned altar that I gave it to the Lord. He not only forgave me, but he forget it. He threw it away just as far as the east is from the west. He don't remember it anymore. He don't know what I'm talking about when I say, "Lord, the devil's tempting me on it." He don't, because he's already forgave me. I'm glad that we serve one like that. That he loved us enough that he went to Calvary. He went up that old cruel hill. Went up and told her that old cruel cross. And he got up there and died on that cross as the blood was being shed. That it was forgiven. They spit upon him, but he forgave them. They beat him, but they forgave him. He forgave them. We done things that bruised and battered him. But he still forgave. I'm glad to tonight that we're serving a Lord that is willing to forgive us of anything that we do or what we have done. But the question here is tonight, what if the Lord forgave us like we forgive others? Oh, let me tell you something. The Lord is able and he will forgive us. He will forget the things that we have done. There's times even after I've been saved that I failed him. There's been times I've let him down. But when I went and took it to the Lord, he's already forgave me and he's already forgot it. But I tell you tonight, there's times that we have problems and we begin to get hurt and we got pains and hurts in our lives that when it comes to another person that we cannot forgive them. We can't seem to say we forgive them. We utter the words, "I forgive you." We utter the words that "I forgave them," but when the door's shut and the lights is out and when you're laying in bed at night, that thing is still on your heart, that thing still wears on your mind, that thing still bothers you, it's not because you have forgave them, but it's because you have not. You say you have, but you have not. I'm glad I'm not serving the Lord that says "I forgive you" and don't mean it. But I'm glad that I serve one that died for us. As he said here in the scriptures, "I forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors." What about that? Do we really forgive sometimes? We say, "Yep, I forgive. I forget." But we really don't mean it. A lot of times we do it because the preacher has preached. A lot of times we do it because Brother Jim told us to forgive. We say, "Oh, I forgive you. I'm so sorry for what I said. I'm so sorry for what I've done." Oh, but we go right back to the same thing. We let that thing still dwell on us and we say that we forgave. But I'm glad the Lord's not that way. I said, I'm glad that the Lord is not that way. But we ought to use the Lord as a perfect example. I pray all the time, "Lord, help me to be more Christ-like. Help me to be more like you." Because if I can be like you, no matter what they have done,
no matter what they have said, whether they meant it or not, I can forgive them. I can let it go. I know there's things in my life. There's people said things about this old boy, and it hurt, and I begin to not want to forgive them, and bitterness and hatred grew in my heart. But I know to be right with the Lord that I had to forgive them, and I had to get over it, and I had to let it go. There was times, yes, that I'm human just like anybody else. I'm not going to stand up here and preach to you and tell you I'm all high and mighty and I'm great and I'm holier than thou, because I'm the same way as everybody else. And there was times that I went to a person and said, I forgive you for what you said. I forgive you for what you done. But I only uttered the words and didn't mean it in my heart. But when I went home, the same hatred was there. The same bitterness was there, because I have not truly forgave them in my heart. But the Bible says, and I read the scripture, that if you have any quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, you also shall do. Christ forgave us. He didn't look at the situation. He didn't look at what's been said. He didn't look at what we've done to him. But he just said, I forgive you. And he meant it, because if he didn't mean it, he would have never went to the cross. He never shed the blood. He never died on the cross and rose 3 days later. But he meant it, I forgive you. And it's the same way in our hearts. If we have a heart against anyone, if there's something between me and my brother, or me and my sister, we need to truly forgive.
Oh, hallelujah. I begin to think about something. I'm not going to say who it is. Not going to say where it was or what it was about. I'm just going to tell you a little story right here in my life. And I remember there was something that went on. And these people went and run their mouth about me. They went down and told a brother, I've talked to Brother Jim a little bit about it. Went down and run their mouth to a bunch of preacher friends and a bunch of people and said this about me and said that about me. It wasn't true. I knew it wasn't true. And they was just upset. And they began to say a lot of things. I mean, and let me tell you something right here before I go any further. That when we have something in our heart against someone, and we can't forgive them, a lot of times we look at it and say, well, it's not affecting nobody but myself, Brother Jim. That's the way we look at it a lot of times. But I seen where that thing, they had children that was out of church. They didn't have not one child that was saved. And I seen it as it went down the line. It didn't just stop with mom and daddy. It didn't just stop with the ones that had the thing against me. It wasn't the ones that had hatred against me. It was the only ones affected. But it affected the children and it affected the grandchildren. I rub elbows with them every day. I used to be great friends with them, spoke to them, talked to them, and talked 20, 30 minutes with them every time I seen them. But not only the grandparents wouldn't have nothing to say to me, and they talked about me and put me down and ridiculed and hated me, and I ain't did a thing to them. And I knew between me and the Lord that I'd done nothing. But it didn't stop there. The children got where they wouldn't speak to me. They wouldn't have nothing to do with me. They'd see me in town and turn their head the other way. They'd see me in Walmart, turn their head the other way. It didn't stop there. But it went all the way down to the grandchildren. The grandchildren wouldn't even have nothing to do with me. They wouldn't even have nothing to say with me. I prayed about that thing. And I said, Lord, I've not done anything. Lord, I was just as innocent as I can be. And I feel, but Lord, if I have, Lord, help me and show me. And I still don't today. I feel like I've done anything. But I'd go places and there they'd be. And they would turn their back and walk off. They would walk up to the man beside me and shake their hand and never speak to me. And I sit there and it hurt and it turned. I begin to get things in my heart against them. And I said, I ain't never done nothing to them.
He went and run their mouth on me, put me down, talked about me, mistreated me. And there were things in my heart that I began to build up. But you know what? One day I was praying, and the Lord began to deal with me and said, Josh, you don't feel like you've done anything. And Father, I know I still didn't. But He dealt with me. He said, you need to go to Him yourself. And you need to ask Him to forgive you. And you need to make it. And you need to make the first step. Oh, let me tell you something. It wasn't easy. I stood back for a while. And I'd seen Him. I said, there ain't no way. I ain't going to Him. I ain't did nothing. I ain't said nothing. They the one in the wrong. They the ones that are going to come have to come to me. But hatred and bitterness began to build in my life. And I knew that I had to do something. And I ain't going to say where it was. But there was one day I seen them over there. They looked like they was trying their best to avoid me. They looked like their best. They was trying to turn their back and not talk to me. But I walked up to them. I grabbed him by the hand. I said, brother, I love you. I don't remember everything I said. And I began to talk to him. You know what happened? We all friends again. We're great friends. I don't hold a thing in my heart against them. I don't have nothing. I go and eat with them. I go and worship with them. I go and shout with them. I tell you what, I don't have nothing in my heart. But you know what began to happen? Their son began to talk to me again. He come done some work for me. Done me some favors. Never charged me a dime. Oh, let me tell you something. It made a difference. I said it made a difference when I stepped out and I forgave them.
I know I said so many times, I ain't did nothing. But when I begin to build hatred and I begin to get bitterness in my heart against them, I had to forgive them just as much as they had to forgive me. And I had to let it go. But I tell you, today we're all great friends. Me and their children is great friends. Me and their grandchildren talk again. I pick on them when I see them. And everything's all right. And oh, but it took a simple act of forgiveness. I said, Lord, you got to help me. This thing's going to get me down. I got discouraged. I didn't want to preach. I ain't never went to the ministers. I ain't never went and talked to them. But I believe they've seen lately that it wasn't everything. Because they really seen the truth later on. And a lot of them don't hold nothing against me. But oh, if we just do like that and we go to them and say, I forgive you. I don't know what it is tonight, but I feel like we'd be in a mess if the Lord acted like us. I said we'd be in a mess if the Lord forgave us like we forgive others. There's some people right here under the sound of my voice. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I've had this burden for 2 weeks long. And I've been praying about it and seeking God. But there's some of you that you prayed up to a certain point. And you know you need to go to your brother or sister in the Lord, or your brother, somebody in the family or a friend that you need to go to and ask for forgiveness. You may not feel like you've done nothing wrong. You may feel like you ain't never said nothing wrong. But if there's something between you and them, I think we need to go to them and say, forgive me. Forgive me. I love you. I want you to forgive me. And I guarantee you that it will make a difference. Oh, one writer said, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. Come on now. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and to discover that the prisoner was you. I'm not prison. I'm not bound. I'm not bound by it. I'm not letting it. But every time you come to church, that thing just swells up. I'm not bound by it. There's nothing wrong with me. I can make it. I can do it. But that thing's already got a hold of your children and your grandchildren. They won't even have the confidence in somebody because of something you said and the hard feelings in your life against them. Oh, help me here, Holy Ghost. Brother Jim, you're my pastor. Hold me back if I say something wrong. But I feel like we need to forgive and forget. There's times that we hold on to things for 20 years and we still won't do
nothing. We still won't speak to them. We go into church with them. And we sit there, rub elbows with them. And we hold things in our heart from 20 years ago. We have got to learn that we do have to forgive. The Bible says, as I read, if any man have a quarrel, even as for Christ forgave you, you also do them. The Bible also says, if you do not forgive, neither would your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you. What about it? If it's that serious that you must forgive and He won't forgive you, you're not going to make it into heaven. Come on now. I said, you're not going to make it into heaven with that thing in your heart. Oh, I promise I'm not trying to be hard on us. I'm here preaching with a burden. I'm here preaching to somebody tonight. I mean, this thing's been on my heart, as I said, for 2 weeks long. And it's been on my heart. I feel like it was for this church. When I began to study this, I told Brother Russell on the way, I said I felt like Brother Jim was going to ask me to preach. I didn't know if it was going to be last Sunday, Wednesday night, or this Sunday. That's the reason I couldn't turn him down, because I knew it was something on my heart for Union Grove. Oh, let me tell you, if it's serious enough that we have to ask for forgiveness for Him to forgive us, we need to get on the altars and we need to begin to pray and seek God and ask Him to forgive us and help us to forgive them. Oh, hallelujah. I like what I'm holding against me. But this is what a big, well-known black preacher, I don't listen to everything he had to say. I think he's a little bit on the oneness side, charismatic, everything else side. But he did say something I like, and that's T.D. Jakes. He said, unforgiveness is when your spirit gets stuck as a state of pain which it cannot eradicate itself. You know me. I don't know big words, so it didn't seem much to me till I looked up eradicate. But eradicate means to do away with, as completely, as if by pulling up by the roots, Brother Jim. That's what eradicate means. So if you look at it and you read that one more time, it said unforgiveness is when your spirit gets stuck at a state of pain which it cannot get over. That's what unforgiveness. You say, there's no way I can get over it. I prayed over it. I sought over it. I thought I had deliverance over it. I thought I forgave them. I thought I forgot about it. Oh, but this thing keeps coming back. This thing keeps coming back in my heart. I tell you, that's the way unforgiveness is. That it comes back. But we got to do eradicate. It's to do away with it completely. It's pulling up by the roots. If we cut it out of the ground, if we just pray over it just a little bit and get it down even with the crown, it's gone for a little while. It's gone for a short time. But what we're going to have to do is fall on the altar and begin to pray and seek God until we get complete victory over that thing. We're going to have to get down to the root of it. Because I take you, I mean, it's the same way here. But that old hair grass at the house, that stuff, the rest of the grass will be short. That stuff be up to your knees just about. But I can cut it 10 times, 20 times, 30 times a year, and it's going to come right back. But the only way I'm going to keep it from coming back is going down to the root system and getting it up. Either killing it or pulling it out and digging it up. There's too much to dig it out. But there's the same way with unforgiveness. It's the same way with bitterness and hatred in your heart. We can cut it down. We can pray over it. We can get a little help. We can come to the altar and get a little goosebumps run down our back and say it'll be all right. And it may be all right for weeks, but in a month it'll be right back. I'll tell you what we need to do is get on the altar and pray through and get it all the way out and get the root system going. Then that thing will not come back. Oh, hallelujah. There is no love without forgiveness. And there is no forgiveness without
without love. I'm going to read that one more time. There is no love without forgiveness. And there is no forgiveness without love. We're going to have to learn to love one another. Oh, if that person said something to you 20 years ago, you're going to have to learn how to love them again. You're going to have to learn how to... It's serious enough that if you won't forgive them, that he won't forgive you. I don't care what they said. I don't care what they done to you. There's people done many things to me. There's people talked behind my back, said things about me that wasn't true. Oh, it hurt me. It tore me down, but I had to pray over it. I had to seek God. They don't even know I know that they said it, but I had to seek God over it. I had to pray about it. I had to ask the Lord about it. And I can go to that person and hug their neck tonight. And I can actually tell them I love them because I got victory over it. But we're going to have to do the same thing. Oh, I'm glad the Lord ain't that way. I'm glad that it's not like us and that He had say, well, you done this, it's too bad. You said this about me. You done this against me. I'm not going to forgive you. But that's the way we are. But we need to be more Christ-like. Oh, another thing I read said, I can forgive, but I cannot forget is any other way. And I say, yes, there is another way. But it keeps on the saying of saying, I will not forgive. Forgiveness ought to be like a council note, torn in two and burned up, so it never can be shown against one again. Oh, I know I repeat a lot. I want us to get it. It says, I can forgive, but I cannot forget. That's the way it is so many times. I can forgive. But really deep down inside we can't. It said, is there any other way of saying I will not forgive? And then it goes on to say that forgiveness ought to be like a council note, torn in two and burned up, that it never be shown against one. You know what will happen if you do that? You tear a note up, burn it. There's nothing to prove. Nothing to show. Nothing there. It's all gone. Never be brought back again. We can have the ashes to prove that there was something that's gone now. But there's been no way to read it, no way to look upon it. We knew the same thing. We say, I cannot forgive them. It's been too hard. It's been too great. They've talked about me. They've put me down. They've said things. They hurt me too bad. Oh, we say, I cannot forgive. But we need to have that forgiveness and that love in our heart that we just tear it up tonight. Set it on fire. Throw it away. That thing never bothered us again. As Brother Jim preached this morning, he can straighten us back out. We may be bent over from it. We may have been struggling for years. We may have been praying and seeking God, trying to get victory. We come to revival and say, oh, I just want to shout. I just want to rejoice, but I can't get anywhere. I want to feel it like so-and-so, but I can't get nowhere. I want to get over this depression, this oppression and problems in my life, but I can't get anywhere. I'll tell you what you can start tonight doing, and that's forgiving. And you can tear it up, burn it up, get rid of it. When somebody comes to you 2 years down the road, says, you remember so-and-so? Remember when so-and-so done this to you? You can look at them and say, I don't want to talk about it. I done forgiven. It's already been forgotten. I don't want to hear about it no more. Oh, I pray that I preach something that helped you tonight. I come tonight not just to preach a message. I've not come tonight not just to get up here and run my mouth for 30 minutes, but I come with a burden tonight to preach to somebody, and I mean to all of us. I ain't singling one person out. I'm preaching to all of us, myself included. We must forgive. We need to have a Christ-like spirit. Oh, what a mess we'd be in if the Lord did just like us. Oh, but I want to forgive. Let's find us a place to pray tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God.